Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Philippians 4 verse 4. Welcome to our study of the great things of God. Of the many things God has given us, one of the most encouraging and comforting is the great joy that we have as children of God. There is a joy that Christians have that transcends our situation, transcends this world, and is based on our relationship with God. We know that it can be found anywhere. For in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, the Bible says that Paul and Silas were in prison. They were there singing and praying, and the prisoners were listening to them. Here they are in a deep, dark dungeon, likely, in Philippi, and yet in the midst of that, they'd not thrown in the towel, they'd not given up, they were singing psalms, praising God, and praying to Him. Well, how could they have such joy in a dark situation like that? Because Christian joy transcends our circumstances. It is a joy that is beyond this world and sometimes beyond the imagination of worldly people. Here's what makes this a great joy. For the child of God, we have no condemnation if we're living faithful. Romans 8 verse 1 says, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I don't have to worry about whether I'm right with God or whether I'm not right with God. If I've obeyed the gospel, if I'm walking in the light, 1 John 1, 7, if I'm living faithful, Revelation 2, verse 10, then I can have that joy and I can know that I'm right with the Father. This is a great joy because we have all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. It's a great joy because when I fall short, I can go to God in prayer, ask for forgiveness, repent of my sin, and know that I'm right with Him. Friend, do you have this great joy? Have you obeyed the gospel? Have you heard the word? Have you believed in Jesus? Are you willing to repent of your sins? And have you been baptized in water for salvation? Mark 16, 16. If you don't have this great joy, then friend, won't you submit to God today and have joy that passes understanding?
Lord, be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.